People call for help. People call for help. This is Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today about the worldwide healing ministry. Every day, people call for help from the worldwide healing ministry, asking our practitioners to work with them on circumstances that they would like to change in their life. And the circumstances that they would like to change in their life are circumstances of health, wealth, happiness, relationships, peace, harmony, all the wonderful things that life is made up of. And when they call, they say, "What can I do? What can I do?" And we say to them, "You can begin to like yourself. Begin to see all in divine order. Begin to see life harmonious and happy right now, because that's the way it is. You are a divine being. You are a marvelous being. You are something so spectacular that it's just unbelievable how wonderful you are, how wonderful we all are. And the more we recognize how wonderful we are, the more we can recognize the world in which we live is wonderful too. Unless we begin with ourselves by saying, I like me, I live in a wonderful, fabulous world, I live in a world filled with joy and peace and harmony, we cannot recognize that the world already is joy and peace and harmony. We cannot recognize that everything in our life is fulfilled right now. People who call asking the Worldwide Healing Ministry for guidance and help ask that we give them something to hold on to. We give them something to work with. And so we say treatments of affirmation are always excellent to work with, because treatments of affirmation begin to put new thoughts, new attitudes, new ideas about ourselves in life. So, one woman called about the hurricanes of Florida, and we treated with her, and we told her, recognize that all is in divine order. Your house, your neighborhood, your world is surrounded by your pure white light of love. All of it. There's nothing too large or too small. It's all surrounded by the pure white light of love. And the next day she called and said, the hurricane changed its course, and it did not come to her village, did not come to her community. She did not say, I treated and I surrounded myself by the pure white light of love and there was no hurricane to bother me. She just said, it went another path. And when we say it went another path, which it may well do, why are we watching it? Why are we paying attention to it? If we pay attention to the fact that we are surrounded by the pure white light of love and that there is no place for a hurricane in the pure white light of love, we are so worried about the Katrina hurricanes, the activities that are taking place by the various winds that blow. We name them and we watch them and we see them on television. We see, hear them on the radio. We hear them from our family and friends who may be living in areas near them. And we empower them to be something in our life. Whereas if we would surround everything with our pure white light of love, if we would surround everything with the recognition that we are the practitioner, each one of us is the practitioner, and we practition the positive way of life. We do this by recognizing that we are surrounded by the pure white light of love and all is divine, all is good, all is wonderful. And when you say, I'm surrounded by the pure white light of love, so it is. When you say, I am independently wealthy, when you say, my body is the temple of the living spirit, when you say, all the activities of my world are independently wonderful, fantastic, beautiful, harmonious, and joyful. Right now, when you say that, you are empowering those things to be in your life. Now, the lady didn't want the hurricane, so she spoke her word, and the hurricane was not disturbing to her. Now, we do not need to look after it and see what it's doing somewhere else, but we do. We do that because we're curious. We're curious, and we wonder how things worked. We don't need to know that. All we need to know is that the principle indeed works. And the principle works very beautifully, very wonderfully, and every time. And when we speak our word and we say, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, that's exactly what we are. We're surrounded by the pure white light of love, and all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order, but we have a tendency to revert back to the circumstance, the problem. And every time we bring the problem back in our minds, we empower it to be something in our life. Every time we take our heart and mind and soul and put it on the solution, then that is what we empower. And that's where our thought is, and that's where our dreams are, and that's where our life is, and that's where we are. For we are wherever our thought is. We are wherever our thinking is at any moment in our life, no matter what it is. And so here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry, we say to people who call, put your thought on the idea of the solution. And the solution is all is in divine order. Put your thought and your mind on the solution. And the solution is all is in divine order. But you don't understand. Oh, we understand only too well. And unfortunately, you understand only too well too. And you find it pleasurable, you find it interesting, you find it exciting to dwell on the problem. And all the people who dwell on problems have many problems in their life. And all the people who dwell on solutions have many solutions in their life, have many circumstances in their life that are balanced, harmonious, joyful, peaceful, magnificent right now. It's something we do for ourselves. It's something we do when we call the Worldwide Healing Ministry and we say, what shall I do? And we say, put the cause in motion for the desire of your heart and see it manifest. Put the cause in motion for the desire of your heart and see it manifest. Put the cause in motion for the desire of your heart and see it manifest. That's all it takes. That's all it demands of any of us. That we put the cause in motion for the desire of our heart so that that desire can be fulfilled. The Worldwide Healing Ministry is so instrumental with people throughout the world in guiding them, directing them, uplifting them to their highest and best. Guiding them, directing them, uplifting them to the recognition that whatever they conceive of as their highest and best, that's what they experience. And if they're going to conceive of anything other than their highest and best, then that is what they will have. So today, you and I can put a cause in motion for ourselves, that the highest and best for us is always taking place in our life. The highest and best for us is always being fulfilled in our life. The highest and best for us is manifest now. And nothing else of any consequence takes place in our life. Nothing else is of any concern to us. Nothing else of any interest to us. Just our highest and best. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is glorious. All is wonderful. Because that's the truth about me. That's the truth about all that's in my world. That's the truth about life. That's the truth about the divine being that I am. All is in divine order now. And it is that way, now and forevermore. Join me in this affirmation of truth. And enjoy it for yourself right now. For it is true about you right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.